Harare High Court Judge Mary Zimbadube dismissed Manyanyani's agent application, ordering both parties to bear the cost of the lawsuit. Manyanyani's attorney, Zimbabwe Chimbwa, of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, told Studio 7 that the judge, who was sitting in her chambers, did not give reasons for her decision.
The court dismissed the agent chamber application that had been filed. So in other words, as of now, he's not able to return to his office of mayorship.
Minister Kasukuwere told Studio 7 by phone that he was happy with the court's decision, but Chimbwa said he has instructions from Manyanyani to appeal to the Supreme Court.
We'll hopefully tomorrow be able to see the full reasons of the judgment, as today only the operative part was read. And depending on what he said there, we should proceed to appeal, as our client, Mr. Manyanyani, is eager to appeal the decision of the court.
Kasukuwere told a ZANU-PF rally in Mashonaland and Central Province 2 weeks ago that he would remain in courts to ensure that Manyanyani does not return to townhouse. In his court papers, Manyanyani argued that the minister's move to suspend him violated a section of the country's constitution that stipulates that an independent tribunal should be set up to hear a mayor's case before a decision to suspend or expel him or her is taken. Kasukuwere suspended Manyanyani last month on allegations of insubordination and disobeying him over the Harare City Council's appointment of James Mushore as the city's town clerk. Following Manyanyani's suspension, Harare City Council has suspended Mushore with no benefits, pending the finalization of Manyanyani's case and determination on his queried appointment. Representative of residents' organizations in Harare refused to comment on today's judgment, saying they have a pending matter in the courts in which they are challenging Manyanyani's suspension. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.